Well, you had room classes.
Yeah.
And on Monday, what did your mother do?
Well, about the same thing she did every day through the week. She,
was that a special day for dirty clothes, or?
Well, she did it washed on Monday. That is a special day for washing, and we still do that.
Isn't that strange how that's the custom?
Yeah.
That's what my wife does. Of course, she washes every day. I have two little daughters.
You do have to.
They're dirty.
If you've got small ones, you have to wash every day. Of course, most of them have automatic washers now.
We haven't got one yet. We're saving our nickels and dimes to buy one, but we're going to get one. For 10 years, she's been scrubbing those things.
Well, my wife did that till my children was grown. She didn't know what anything like that was. In fact, I expect what's the reason she's got so old. She can't do anything now. She doesn't do any housework at all, whatever. She can't. She has a heart condition, you know.
Oh, those are bad things.
And high blood pressure, and she's been, not able to work for 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Gee,
she looks pretty good, but then looks healthy, but she can't do anything. She's laying down now, she does everything she has to.
It's good that she shows sense and lays down.
Well, it's that or else, the doctor told her, it's that or else, you see.
Mm-hmm. You said on Monday sometimes your mother would wash. Did she do anything special on Tuesday with the clothes?
Well, she mostly had the irons.
Uh-huh. When she washed, what did she have to take the clothes out to hang them up? What did she put them in?
Oh, she just what we call a dishpan. Just get a dishpan and wring them out. She rubbed on the rub board, you know.
Yeah.
All the old rub boards, you've probably seen them.
Got one.
I got one.
Yeah.
Well, she used that, and she'd wring them out and then hang them on the clothesline.
Well, there's nothing like one of those to get dirty pants clean.
That's right.
These automatic washers are good, but
they don't get it all out, do they?
It's not the same. Did your mother ever have a clothes basket later on?
Oh, yes. Yes, my wife has one now.
That's what I should have said. How does your wife hang up her clothes?
Well, we have a lady that comes over and on a Sunday evening and washes her dishes and cleans up the room and changes beds, gets the washing all up, takes them over to the house, to her place. She lives in the same block we live.
Uh-huh.
She's been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, that's good.
Brings them back on Monday evening, puts them all in the right place. Mm-hmm. So we're not bothered with that at all.
That's good.
She does the ironing, but it has to be ironed.
Uh-huh. We were talking about your house. What do you call a place out in front, by the front door? It's covered over?
Porch.
And you have one of these in back, too?
No, I don't have one in back, no.
What do they call it in back? Same thing or something else?
Well, most of them, some of them call it a patio, but then, or back porch. Use it like that, back porch.
Do they ever call it a stoop around here?
No, I never heard it called that.
I've seen the Shawnee area where some people call them stoops.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they're people, some foreigners or something.
It might be German stuff.
That's what I mean, or... Let's see what that man is. Some Bohemians, ain't they, that lives down around Johnny?
Gosh, I don't know. Could be.
Yeah, I believe there are some.
If you wanted someone to, if the door were open and you didn't want it that way, what would you ask someone to do?
Close it?
Mm-hmm. My wife says, pull the door too.
Well, that's all right. Close the door, pull that door too. Shut that door.
Is that common? Pull the door too?
Yeah, shut the door or something like that.
You mentioned on your house that you had clapboards. Now, what are these? Are they on the side or on the top?
A clapboard is a board that you take out of a certain kind of an oak and you use a fro. You cut them up and